Dr. Pam Peek, founder of the Peak Performance Center and renowned nutrition and fitness expert, and Michelle King Robeson, founder of EmpowHer.com and leading women's advocate, cut through the confusion and share the naked bottom line truth about all things woman. It's Her Radio.
Hey, Michelle, aren't you all about gender differences and any kind of health condition? Isn't that what Empower is all about? And Radio MD? Well, we're very honored today to have Dr. Janine Austin Clayton, who is the director of the Office of Research on Women's Health of the National Institutes of Health and associate director for research on women's health of the NIH in the Office of the Director. Boy, that's a mouthful. The good news is she knows it all. Dr. Clayton, we are incredibly honored to have you on Her Radio, and we know that our women listeners and everyone out there are really interested in knowing the latest and the greatest, the new news on the major gender differences as they relate to heart health. So first, welcome to Her Radio, and let's really talk about those major differences by gender in heart health.
I'm happy to be here and delighted that you're going to be highlighting this area that's near and dear to our heart and simply critically important for everyone in terms of having individualized, personalized, sex and gender appropriate health care, which I think each and every one of us deserve and each and every one of us expect. Don't you agree?
Oh, there's absolutely no question. Well,
absolutely.
Michelle, isn't that what you're all about?
it is exactly what I've been talking about for the past 10 years. So I can't wait to get to the heart of the matter, so to speak, no pun
right.
intended. But let's talk about what happens between men and women and the differences.
So one of the ways that we make sure that we understand that is through our research, and that's where the perspective from which I'm coming. And when we do research, we have learned that the symptoms, for example, of a heart attack can be different between men and women. And we know that heart disease is the leading cause of death for men and women, and that's worldwide. But this manifestation, when somebody's actually having a heart attack, where it's critically important that they get health care, the classic, so-called classic, the elephant sitting on your chest symptom, which some people
right.
may be aware of, that can occur in men and women, but the problem is sometimes it doesn't occur in women, and they don't have this crushing chest pain, but they have jaw pain, or their stomach is upset, or they have unusual fatigue or shortness of breath. And the problem with that is people don't recognize that that might be a serious symptom, and they don't go to seek care.
So when they do go to seek care, what happens sometimes?
Right.
A woman will walk in and she'll say, hey, you know, I'm having some chest symptoms. I mean, just by research, classically, what would happen? Are women taken as seriously when they come in with that kind of a symptom, maybe epigastric, in other words, that funky stomach feeling, or they're just saying something's up with my chest? What typically
right.
happens there, Dr. Clayton?
Because these symptoms are vague and can be associated with multiple conditions, what happens is the clinician may or may not recognize that this is heart disease, that this is potentially a serious ischemic event, and may not order appropriate workup, and the patient may be, in fact, treated with something else and sent home. It's difficult to ascertain the numbers of people who were presented, for example, and then were turned away. So that's not where we're focusing. We're trying to focus on educating our clinicians and healthcare providers so that when they have an encounter with a woman or a man who's saying something like this, that they take the extra step and they are aware that there may be differences, and so they take that extra step and they look carefully.
So what kind of tests should they be doing on them when they get into the ER and they're complaining,
sure.
or they go in and they're complaining?
So as you know, the most common test that is prescribed to look at how the blood vessels are providing oxygen and flow to the heart is something called a coronary angiogram. It's a dye test where dye is injected into a blood vessel and the dye goes through the heart, and you can visualize on a screen the size of those blood vessels and whether they're blocked. Because the pattern of blockage the pattern of heart disease in women is sometimes different than men, the pattern is not seen as abnormal on this test, the gold standard test. And so,
really?
so that's really of concern, because the tests can be read as normal when in fact the woman is having an ischemic event. So there are a couple of reasons why that pattern is different, and we don't know all the reasons, which is why we need more research that looks at other technologies and other diagnostic modalities besides the classic angiogram to try to see if they're better at picking up heart disease, for example, ischemic disease in women. So the small blood vessels may be involved in heart disease in women. It's much more likely that the small blood vessels that are not readily visible on an angiogram would be the culprits in a woman's heart disease. And if you can't see them on the angiogram, you are not going to see that they're abnormal. So
wow.
I think that's pretty amazing that the angiogram could be normal, but the person is having a problem.
Well, I mean, you know, to a certain degree, it's understanding that the grand majority of the research was done on men, and so we have sort of a male template. And so, relatively speaking, we haven't done enough work on women to be able to understand that the template's so different. So, you know, when you're reading the angio, it comes as a surprise. What do you mean small vessel disease? Where did that come from? But now that we're drilling down and we see it, what are your top points, tips you can give our listeners about how to protect your heart, really protect your heart?
That's a great question. I think we all we're all interested in that, you know, you and I included. So eating a healthy diet is probably one of the number one things that we can do. Controlling our blood pressure and hypertension is a very serious problem in women, but taking that seriously and controlling our blood pressure, knowing our numbers, for example, knowing what your numbers are, knowing what your cholesterol numbers are, the bad cholesterol and the good cholesterol, knowing what your numbers are and keeping those in the right range, and physical activity. Those are some things that each and every one of us can do to try to optimize our health and try to minimize our risk for heart disease.
Wow.
I'm always saying,
okay.
Know your numbers. And, know your numbers.
Oh, yeah. I love the know
it's
your number thing.
Yeah.
Most women know their husband's cholesterol or their best friend's
exactly.
cholesterol. They don't know their own, right?
A stranger.
Michelle, isn't that what you hear all the time?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's true.
And I think the small vessel piece of this is so important, because I've had that test before and they said I was fine, and I swear that I still have something going on with my heart. I find this so fascinating as we're sitting here talking about this. I'm thinking to myself, I need to go back in, because I don't think they read the test results right.
Well, there's another pattern of disease that can occur in both men and women, but it may be more likely to be seen in women, and that is vasospasm, so that the blood vessel is narrowed temporarily. The muscle constricts and the blood vessel is narrowed, so not enough blood and not enough oxygen is getting through to a part of the heart, but that's temporary, so it comes and goes. And if the angiogram is done at a point where the spasm is not present, it will be read as normal. In fact, it would be normal at that time. So understanding that the pattern of disease is not just this obstructive coronary disease that is most typical, and that's what we think of in men, for example, understanding that there are other patterns of disease that can occur, and being aware of that and then delving further to look is what we're trying to get across.
Dr. Clayton, you have given us some fantastic tips. Know your numbers out there, ladies. Come on, not everyone else is yours. How about controlling your blood pressure, getting up a little more, you know, assuming the vertical, getting more physical activity, and knowing that you have different symptoms. Be your own advocate, be assertive, and ask for the appropriate testing. We are very honored, I said it once, I'll say it three more times, to have Dr. Janine Clayton, the director of the Office of Research of Women's Health from the National Institutes of Health, here to help us understand the major gender differences in heart health. Thank you.
You're listening to Her Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.